worldwide podcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruise Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 6 with verses 12 through 15. Therefore, sin must not reign over your mortal bodies so that you obey their desires. And do not present the parts of your bodies to sin as weapons for wickedness, but present yourselves to God as raised from the dead to life, and the parts of your body to God as weapons for righteousness. For sin is not to have any power over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Of course not. My grace is sufficient, for when I am weak, then I am strongest in Christ. Amen. God wants us to understand this beauty of control by initiating the grace of Christ on the cross, where he was beaten and bruised for hours, until being hammered by nails to a tree made into the cross of salvation. There, Jesus died for you and me, taking upon himself the grace God bestowed to rise again. This is eyewitnessed. I like to remind people, though it has been more than 2,000 years, there Jesus died for you and me, taking upon himself the grace God bestowed to rise again. This same grace empowers us to forego sin and take upon the world as a disciple of Jesus, wanting nothing more than to reap souls for the kingdom. This is our love of poetry, taking righteousness and living love, faith, and hope of his mercy, redeemed constantly while sharing only 5 to 10 minutes of it by our joy of podcasting the Bible and poetry, universally uttering his truth. There is so much more to say when God gives you control to obey. It's hard to think of as a young person. Feelings that never seem to cease, or confusion by something that happened that wasn't your fault. We look at all of these as obsolete, because in Christ you find the power to overcome each and every one that sin that takes you not under the law, but under the grace of the Son. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Continue to pray for our children aloud, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. Our grandchildren, we say hello to each day in prayer, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who have nobody to pray for them. Prayers for those who are dying today as we continue to lift up those in their last moments of life. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruise Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Romans 6. We're in verses 12 through 15, two stanza poem. It's an ongoing with the title of Powerless Sin No Longer Pretends. Bodies mortal reign, not sin, desires not obey or began. Wickedness, weapons, body parts defend. Life from death presented, flesh rescind. Righteousness, life comprehend, powerless sin no longer pretends. Grace is now your best friend. Grace, not law, allows you to apprehend. Amen. I am Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 22nd, 2021. Recording this morning at 6:59 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us today across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us right now, you know we go into an impromptu time. We always like to honor our ninth grade language arts teacher, Mrs. Davis, who once taught me how to speak from the heart, impromptu, in the Spirit of Jesus. What we didn't know then, we know now. We know sin has no P-O-W, pow, because we take on the grace of Christ. The rest of our life, we learn to suffice in the power that brought life from death. This is how we live our test. In the name of Jesus, where we only know eternal rest. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you and those around you as we close. In the name of Jesus. It's 7:21. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. John and Marie, we add in you in the name of Jesus as we do each day. God bless you too. Jesus.